interesting now is I hear everyone praising Mandela. We're talking with the plan to build that statue was in, you know, only about 10 years ago. And so he just stopped being the president. And we had total opposition from Westminster Council. I remember Boris Johnson doing an article in the Telegraph saying that Mandela had imposed a black tyranny on the whites. So it's actually, you don't actually have to go back to 40 years to the apartheid state. Even 10 years ago, there was a lot of real venom directed against Mandela.
He had very strong ties with London, though, didn't he?
Well, that's one of the most amazing things. The old Brent East Labour and Trade Union Hall, he'd made a speech there when he came in 1962, and it's a bit dilapidated now. And so we all felt, everybody who was in Brent politics, I felt, you know, that sort of link. And once he was released, one of the first places he came to was back to Brent. He came to Brent Town Hall. And he really enjoyed London, you know, when you met him. He was saying to me how when he came to London for the first time in 62, he was wandering around Parliament Square, and he's thinking to himself, will there ever be a statue of a black person here? You know, it was.
That is remarkable. Wonderful. That it turned out to be him who is the statue.
Yeah. I tell you, when we unveiled it, Gordon Brown was Prime Minister, he was there. But we had about 7,000 people turn up in the square. And as he came in, he's very frail. I mean, almost everyone in the audience had tears streaming down their face.
I mean, the curious thing is, as well as touching the hearts of Londoners, of course, he's become a global figure. And that when we look back, and we were talking about this earlier on with a former member of ANC MP, when he was captured mainly because of information given by the American CIA to the then South African government. Now, it seems almost unthinkable today that democracies would have anything to do with an apartheid regime.
Oh, they propped it up completely because those were the days of the Cold War, and the white regime in South Africa was violently anti-communist, and the ANC, because they were challenging it, was getting support from the Soviet Union and others. I mean, left-wingers all around the world. So it was seen as part of the Cold War divide. And it was actually only after the Cold War really came to an end with Gorbachev that America realised it was really on the wrong side here. In a world where only about one person in 10 is white, I mean, to be propping up a white racist regime was not going to be a good idea.